Hey there, and welcome back to City Hall Pass, New York City's first podcast that takes you behind the scenes of our city government, giving you one-of-a-kind insights into City Hall's leading decision makers. I'm Stathi Patsayas, executive producer of City Hall Pass and communications advisor to our host, the Council to the Mayor of New York City, Kapel Langani. I'm incredibly excited to guest host this bonus episode of City Hall Pass, which will focus exclusively on the upcoming June 22nd primary elections. Our guest today is New York City's Chief Democracy Officer, Laura Wood. As Chief Democracy Officer, Laura leads the mayor's Democracy NYC initiative, whose mission is to increase voter registration and participation in New York City. She also advises on election law and voting reforms. Laura has been at the center of rolling out the city's $15 million voter education campaign to inform New Yorkers on the new ranked choice voting system. This effort includes an advertising campaign, investments in language access and accessibility resources, and direct outreach partnerships with community groups, faith-based organizations, minority and women-owned businesses, and other stakeholders. Laura and I sat down to discuss these efforts and to share with our listeners the key information you need to know about voting in the primaries. Thanks for listening, and we hope you enjoy. I want to welcome to City Hall Pass, New York City's Chief Democracy Officer, Laura Wood. Laura, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Laura, let's start off with some basic information for our listeners. When is the primary election?
Primary election day is June 22nd, but actually people are already voting by mail. You can request absentee ballots already. And early voting starts June 12th and runs until June 20th.
And why is this primary election so important?
Well, the primary election determines which candidates from each party will be on the general election ballot. In New York State, we have what are called closed primaries. So you must be registered with a political party to vote in that person's primary election. And in New York City, because there are so many more registered Democrats, it is often the case that the winner of the Democratic primary goes on to win the general election.
Where's the best place for our listeners to find voting resources?
Voting.nyc is a very good one-stop shop for a lot of information on key dates, information about candidates, and other questions that voters might have. We at Democracy NYC have also put together a lot of voter information specifically on ranked choice voting, which is new to New York City this year. That includes voter public service announcements, toolkits, frequently asked questions, sample ballots that are interactive and fun and help you practice ranked choice voting, as well as other resources. And those are all available on our website at nyc.gov/democracynyc. For listeners who are registered to vote in the June primary, we urge you to go to findmypollsite.vote.nyc to check your assigned early and election day poll sites and the poll site hours for early voting and to make a voting plan. There are three ways that New Yorkers can vote in the upcoming primary: by mail, in person early from June 12th through the 20th, or in person on election day, June 22nd.
And for our multilingual listeners and those whose native languages are something other than English, where can they find resources?
Well, I'm really pleased to say that thanks to the investment from the mayor, there are a lot of multilingual resources available for New Yorkers right on our website, which is www.nyc.gov/democracynyc. There is a ranked choice voting palm card that's available in 20 languages. There's a voter resource guide available in at least 16 languages. There is an interactive ranked vote ballot tool that people can use to familiarize themselves with the ballot. That is also available in, I believe, 16 languages. So there's a lot on our website, and then there will be much more out in the community, both in the, as part of the media campaign with TV and radio spots running in multiple languages, as well as other multilingual advertisements. So we are really hoping that with this campaign, we will reach as many New Yorkers as possible.
Laura, you were recently appointed as Chief Democracy Officer. Previously, you served as Senior Advisor and General Counsel to Democracy NYC. Can you briefly explain to our listeners the purpose of Democracy NYC and describe the mission of your new role as Chief Democracy Officer?
Well, Democracy NYC is really focused on the mission of increasing voter access and voter participation in New York City. And as Chief Democracy Officer, I focus on ensuring that our system of voting in New York City is equitable and accessible. This means working to eliminate historic barriers to voting through policy work and legislative work. It includes robust citywide voter outreach and effective communication through advertising, social media, and earned media. Right now, our team at Democracy NYC is working on a very big media campaign thanks to a $15 million investment from the mayor, which will help ensure that we can reach all New Yorkers in the final weeks before the primary and make sure they understand ranked choice voting and understand what's at stake in the upcoming primary. And right now, our team at Democracy NYC is working on many fronts to ensure that ranked choice voting information is blanketed across the city. On May 15th and 16th, with our partners at Rank the Vote NYC, we engaged 150,000 New Yorkers through phone and text banking, in-person flyering, and we are continuing to get the word out about the new system of voting.
So ranked choice voting is a new way of voting for many New Yorkers. It's new for me. What is ranked choice voting and how does it work?
Ranked choice voting means that instead of choosing just one candidate for certain races, voters can now rank up to five candidates in order of preference. It applies only for primary and special elections. So New Yorkers will see ranked choice voting this June, but then for the November general election, we will go back to the one candidate system. What it means is that once all the votes are cast and voters have the opportunity to rank up to five candidates for various offices, after those votes come in, if a candidate receives more than 50% of the first choice votes, they are the winner and the election is over. But if no candidate earns more than 50% of the first choice votes, then the counting will continue in rounds. And at the end of each round, the candidate with the fewest votes is eliminated. So if you are a voter who ranked that candidate as your first choice and they got eliminated, your vote then goes to your next highest ranked candidate on the ballot, so your second choice, and so on. The process continues until there are just two candidates left, and at that point, the candidate with the most votes wins.
And how many candidates can voters rank?
Voters can rank as many as five. They can rank fewer than that. So for some offices, there aren't as many people running in those primaries. So voters may not want to rank five. It's really up to the individual voter's preference. Voters can still choose just to vote for one candidate. If there's really only one candidate that they like for certain offices, that is their choice. But one thing that we are really trying to emphasize in our education campaign is that ranking other candidates does not in any way harm your first choice. Your second choice and so on only counts if your first choice candidate gets eliminated. And so what it means is that you, in theory, have actually more of a say in who gets elected.
And what happens after voting? When can we expect results? And when is the general election?
We will have some preliminary results on election night itself, June 22nd. On that night, the Board of Elections will publish the unofficial first round tallies. So we will be able to quickly see if any candidate got a majority of those first choice votes. But keep in mind that that will be preliminary because it won't include absentee ballots. People can return absentee ballots up to a week after the primary. It is our understanding that the BOE will publish some additional preliminary results, actually reflecting some of the ranked choice voting tabulation about a week after the primary, so late June, early July. And then because they have to wait until they receive all the absentee ballots until they can actually do the official ranked choice voting tabulation and certify the election results, we believe that the earliest we will likely have certified election results is the week of July 12th.
So the message to New Yorkers and our listeners is to be patient.
Yes, yes. I mean, I think we've all become accustomed to waiting for election results. Our view is that while having results quickly is great, what's more important is ensuring that every vote actually gets counted and counted accurately. And so we will be patient and we will have those results by mid-July. And then, of course, those candidates will be the ones who appear on the November general election ballot. That will be when those people are actually elected to office for terms that will start next January. And in addition to those local races on the ballot in November, we anticipate there will be some ballot questions for New Yorkers to vote on whether or not to approve. If you have friends or family that are not yet registered to vote, even if they've missed the deadline to register for the June primary, please encourage them to register so that they can vote in the November general election and, of course, in future elections. To register to vote, please visit democracynyc.turbovote.org. That is a really easy website that will guide you through the voter registration process. They will even send you a pre-filled voter registration form. All the individual has to do is sign it and send it back to the Board of Elections.
And one question before I let you go, Laura. You are a New Yorker. You grew up here. You worked here. What does it mean to you to serve your hometown in such an impactful role at such an important time?
I'm a native New Yorker. I have such vivid, fond memories of going with my parents to vote. Back in those days, it was the old lever machines. And so I got to slip behind the curtain and help them actually pull the lever. And it was just part of my DNA. And I've been working on voter issues for almost 20 years now. I volunteered doing voter protection in 2004, and then again worked on the Obama voter protection effort in 2008. It's just been an absolute honor to get to work on this full time the last 2 years, and particularly now in the role of Chief Democracy Officer. And I've seen firsthand how the work we do to protect and encourage voters actually has a ripple effect. And what I would tell my friends, family, neighbors, I know there's been some confusion about ranked choice voting, but really, ranked choice voting is all about you and knowing that your voice matters and that your right to vote is something sacred in New York City.
I want to thank New York City's Chief Democracy Officer, Laura Wood, for joining us today on City Hall Pass. We felt it was really important to share some of these key voting resources with our dedicated listeners to ensure you have everything you need during this month's primary election. We hope you enjoyed this conversation and look forward to speaking to you soon on another episode of City Hall Pass.
This podcast is brought to you by the Office of the Counsel to the Mayor of New York City.